like to turn back with you to 1 Timothy 1 and like to emphasize a word in verse 12 where he says, I thank Christ Jesus our Lord who has enabled me. We have seen the zeal of Saul of Tarsus, the carnal zeal that he had. And then we have seen this transformation this afternoon, Lord willing. We hope to see more about that also in Galatians 1. This tremendous transformation. That's a work of God. That's the God who empowered him, enabled him. It's interesting, this word to empower or enable, I think it's 8 times in the New Testament, that is striking. It comes from God. We have seen the energy of the flesh, of the religious man, the zealot that he was. And we have seen God's intervention. But now we see how God follows this up. He enabled him, the great enabler of persecution. Now God is enabling him for a different service. So that's why we can use the word transformation. So God uses the zeal that our brother pointed out, but he transformed him, and now God enables him after this transformation to have this zeal used in the way God wants. And that is according to God's abounding grace. In verse 14, is the grace of our Lord. This is the superabounding grace. So this happened to one who was not worthy at all. He calls himself the greatest of all sinners. And that was right. But then we see this transformation, and we see how the Lord enables him. But that's really a matter of the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. The grace of God is really emphasized in this transformation. We see Saul, then we see the grace of God. We see the mercy of God, that God would have mercy on him, the persecutor. And then the grace of God, that he would transform him and use him as a vessel fit for the master's use. And that goes together with the expression, in Christ Jesus. God put him into a new condition, into a new relationship, and everything is now in Christ Jesus. He was in the flesh, but now he is in Christ Jesus. And that's the same for us, beloved. We are now in Christ Jesus, 49 times in the New Testament. And that is the new position in which we have been placed. God has transformed us to be in that position. And from that new position, he sends us into this world to be his witnesses. And he enables us. He is faithful, but he wants us to be faithful. And he wants us to give also a ministry. The word ministry is sometimes misunderstood. It's really to be a servant. Paul became a servant. And so, how wonderful. If you want a list of all the functions that Paul had in Acts 20, you find 21 different functions that he had. It's amazing how God used this man to become an example, to become a blessing. And so now God wants to use you and me. We have received the same mercy, the same grace, and he has empowered us also, enabled us through the Holy Spirit. And so he has us put into the ministry. We are all servants now to serve the master.